Start over here. We're on Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. Tamon Taninon. That's what we're up to. Tamon Taninon. So this is a Mishnah in Adias. That's where Tamon is. It says here it's Adias 5-2. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Shisha Dvarim Mikula Beis Shammai Mikula Beis Hillel. Normally there are Beis Shammai is the Machmer and Beis Hillel is the Mekel. There are other places in Shas where there are kulas of Beis Shammai and kulas of Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Yossi wanted to add an additional six to those that were already mentioned, I guess. So these six are, and I'm not going to count all six now. We're only going to quote the first two. Because once we quote the second one, that's all the only thing they were really interested in hearing. So the first one is an interesting one. Ha'oif oilal ha'shochanim ha'gvina. We all know basa b'chalav is only an issur d'oraisa by regular meat, not by chicken. And therefore, the issur to put a meat and milk on the same table without a hecker or anything like that, that's an issur d'rabbanan because you might come to eat them, right? So, Beis Shammai argues, so if it's not an issur d'oraisa, such as basa rof, they can come on the same table. That's a kula of Beis Shammai. Obviously, it's also draw bonnet. It's not, it doesn't come up on the shulchan either. And he explains the reason for this in number 7 is because I think it's because of a gzeira, the concern that bringing fowl and dairy at a table together may lead to meat of a domestic animal being brought to the table together. And then one thing leads to another, like they say. Then the next case, which is a kula of Beis Shammai, is the following. Tarmin zesim al shemen, olives on oil, va'anovim al yayin, and grapes on wine, divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Elohim, ein tarmin, you're not supposed to. Okay, so again, you've got a kula of Beis Shammai and a chumra of Beis Hillel. So, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mani, he makes a comment, leis kan zesim al shemen. You shouldn't be gyrus olives on oil. Remember, we had in the beginning of the perek. If you take olives on oil, Beis Hillel holds ein shumasa truma. It's no good at all, right? So, because of gezel hashevet, right? And so over here, it says that zeisim al shemen are good. So he says, forget that. El shemen al zeisim. Be gyrus oil on olives, which is more like our current Mishnah that we're on now. Now, according to that, the Truma is valid, right? It says, in Tormin.
Is that because you won't end up chipping
them? Yeah, that's what we explained that yesterday, that because the whole problem of Gazal Shevet will not apply, no matter how you learn the Pshat over there, if you're using oil to make mafresh the Truma. The simplest level, the Kohen won't have to go and spend money on pressing the olives because he's getting oil as a final product. So just learn it simple. Now, the other thing that we're, the way they're being medayic here in the language of Beis Hillel, he says, ein tarmin, which sounds like, you know, I'll do it lechachila. But b'di'evet, it would be good.
Oh, that's the
kunz? That's what it says here. Since the Mishnah states only that Beis Hillel forbids separating, does not add that they also disqualify the Truma, it implies that the Truma is valid by the Evid.
So how would you say it? You would say Asur the Truma?
You would say Ein Trumas and Truma.
Oh, just
Ein Bimtarim, Ein Trumas and Truma. They've said that in the first Mishnah. Go back to the beginning of the parak, you'll see that they do say that.
But I thought that was even by the Evid.
What I'm saying is that this Mishnah just says ein tormen. That means lechachilo, you can't do it. But b'di'evet it would be good. That's why we're flipping it. Tehi Rabbi Yossi, it's following the view of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Aimer, ein trumas et truma. If it's done, olives or oil, then the truma is not a good truma. So therefore, we have to switch it.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's all. That's all that's going on here. Okay, truma v'yachsav v'yitrom. Now we're going back to the...
It's not telling us the other four?
No. Ayin Adias, if you're really interested in that. Truma v'yaksav yitrom. Now let's remember what we're talking about here. That's the first section of our Mishnah. That's when you're toireim oil on olives. It says it is what? It is truma v'yaksav v'yitrom. And we said why yaksav v'yitrom? What? Yeah, it's a knas. Right, it's a knas. But what's the issue? So we spoke out for the Mara Folda. The shot was, we said that the case is speaking about where you lost the truma, and then you, that's when you have to be chayzer v'tayrim. Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's first say the Yerushalmi is going to say this explicitly right now. Truma v'yaksav v'yitrom. So Yerushalmi says. This is limited kishein harishoina kayemas. That's when the first truma that you took is no longer present. So it was, in other words, it was lost. That was the only case where they require a second separation.
But only when it was done incorrectly.
Of course, we're talking about we did oil on olives where it was done incorrectly. Correct. And we said. You're not achrayi. If it was done correctly, we said this yesterday, and we'll say it again. If you took truma correctly, it is not your achrayas. It's not your achrayas. It's not like haray or lie truma. There's no such thing.
This is talking about pickled olives.
No.
That's how he's explaining it.
No, absolutely not. This is not the case of the Mishnah.
It's the case of Zeisim and Nechbashim.
That's not where it's Truma v'yaksav v'yitrom. There it's Truma without being Chayzer v'tayrim. You can be mafresh a davar shenigmar malachto on a davar shenigmar malachto.
Right, that's why I didn't understand.
It's not talking about that. Why do you see that?
That's how the Hebrew quotes.
Where does it say that? Isn't that one time? Nichtoshim or Nichtoshim? That means they were chopped up. Yeah. Nichtoshim means they were chopped up. No, Nichtoshim. Nichtoshim, they're chopped up. They're getting ready to be pressed. At the Dover Shaloy, Nigmar Malachto. And it's in that specific case that we require you to go to Bechayz of Tirim. And the only case you're mechuyev to do that is if it was lost. That's what Yerushalmi said. Again, just to remind ourselves what we said yesterday, it was because of the getter of mechatos. Remember, we spoke this out. We'll just say it one more time. Getter mechatos. It's a little confusing what the idea is exactly, but I guess in one sense, it's if I would not require another hafrashas truma, rather I would say okay he lost it and that's it, it's musukan and now we can go weiter. So now I have no need to go and go be matar myself because I don't have any truma here anyway. The truma was lost. By saying yeah you have to be chayzer v'tayrim, so now this new truma that I'm going to be faced with, I'm going to have to, in order to be able to eat it, I'm going to have to go be matar myself. So we didn't want it to be a bittle of the that's one way of explaining it.
We're talking about the Kohen now, right?
Kohen, correct.
I still don't understand it. I mean, what difference does it make? The first time he's got to be tahar to eat it anyway, right?
That's correct. He does have to be tahar to eat that first truma, and that's exactly why it's a perfect segue to what we're saying. That's exactly why the Gemara does not require you to be chayzer v'tayrim if it's still here, right? Because if it's still here, you need to eat that anyway, so you're anyway going to go and be matar yourself. So there's no need to make another requirement to be mafresh. The whole reason for the second hafrasha is only if it was lost, so as to give you the impetus to go be matar yourself. That's the way we explain it. They might be tame. If they were tame, then they have to go be matara themselves. Yeah. It doesn't make a lot of sense. The truth of the matter is, this shot is not the greatest shot. The Gra has a different shot, which I think is better, And maybe we'll do that some other time. Okay. Now, we're now on your dilemma base. Alam Haisa Rishana Kayemes. But if the first truma, now you got to hold cup here. If the first truma, again, let's remind ourselves of the case. We're talking about where you're mafra shemen on zesim. It's going to be truma. But you didn't do it right, right? So what do you have to do? You have to be kare shem. That's what it says. Kare la shem v'dayo, which means, obviously, we're not going to be kare shem of the truma on chopped olives, because that's exactly what the problem was to begin with. You have to add that the chopped olives were then processed into oil. Now I'm left with oil and oil. Now I go ahead and take that original truma, which I designated for those olives, and I'm kare shem again on it to say that it's truma. Now I'm really just redoing what I did before, but I'm doing it this time in a oifen hamuteres, because it's both Dvarish and Igma Malachto now. Okay? Now, let's talk about the case where you lost it and you had to be Kare Shem a second time. Work it out in your brain now. What's going to happen? What's going to happen exactly now? So you have oil. You have olives. You're mafresh from the oil on the olives. And also, I assume that there's a lot of oil here. So you're mafresh on the oil that's beneath your hands. You know, you have a cup of oil. And it's for the oil here underneath your hand. And it's for the olives. Now, that gets lost. Boom, it's gone. Now you have to be chayzer v'tayrim. Well, obviously, you're not going to be chayzer v'tayrim on chopped olives. So let's go continue on without thinking. So min ha-tayra, everything was kosher v'asher. Because davar shenigma malachto, davar shelo nigma malachto, but the evidence is good, yeah? So midai raisa, everything is mesukim, done. But the chachamim require that the chopped olives get finished. So we bring those chopped olives to press. We extract the oil. Now I've got oil, and I've got
oil.
And now I'm going to be kare shem truma a second time. Where am I going to be kare the shem truma from? From the stuff I was mesakin the first time? That's ridiculous. Why would I do that? I would take the oil. I was masakin this oil already with the truma that got lost. Now it's completely potter min ha-truma, right? It's masukin already. So am I going to use that oil for the second hafrasha? Or am I going to take mimaka macher? Am I going to take tevel mimaka macher? A third thing of tevel oil, and then I'm going to be mafresh from it on both, right? I think that's that on both the original vat of oil and the final vat of oil.
Why?
Just because
you said the original one is the mesukan.
Yeah.
But there's a din of the whole thing is mesukan. I mean, Torah, everything's mesukan. This is just a rabbinic process to require the Kohen to go to the mikvah. Then they're not going to the mikvah. To become Tahara Idei, the Mechatas, right? So we're just playing a game here. We're creating a fictitious rabbinic truma. So that's what we've got to figure out over here. What's going to happen exactly in the second Hafrasha? Am I going to take it? I think that's what I believe that we said this in the Ra and in Marafoga earlier.
You're going to take something that's tevel, that's chayav d'oraisa, you're going to start taking that and then using it for something that's only chayav d'rabbanan, and that's okay?
So you're going to have to say, that's an excellent question, Svi. The way I understand it is you're going to have to take some of that for itself as well. So because you can't have something which is tevel d'oraisa and use it to be mafresh for something which is tevel d'rabbanan. you need to be masakin the tevel de araisa. So you're going to have to be chayzer a mafresh from
that's
itself.
Because the first one was no good.
Hold on one second.
The first time you separate the tevel was no good.
Because it should have
waited until he took those pieces of olive and made them into oil.
So the new hafrasha has to work on three different categories. Itself.
The old one you started with.
And the primary.
Correct. I mean, that's the way I understand it.
Yeah, I think that's the way I explained it.
One second. I just want to see if he said this before. I thought I saw it. See, if you go back to your Beis on the Beis, at the bottom of the page, and you look at my folder, you'll see it says over there, "Imtarim shumasay truma v'daraisa, v'yachsa v'yitro midrabanam, acher sheyashlim." Ketishas oison hazesim. After you finish pressing those olives, yachsav yitrom truma shenis kishir hatzarach leyainu leshemen sheyotza. Okay, so the shear is not for the original pile. The original shemen, he's leaving that alone. It's the part that you have to be masakin is the new oil that you pressed out. Now on the deraisa level, remember it is okay. It's only drabbanon that it requires. V'yachsav yitrom, you have to be chayz of a tarim. But now I saw it before. I know I saw it. I don't know where I saw it, but I'm assuming that he's going to be talking about mimakom acher. Okay. So let's understand. Let's look at it now. Shnei alosi ochel. So the second portion may not be eaten. Meaning, let's look at the final product oil. We'll call that the shnei. No, I'm sorry. No. Shnia means the second hafrashas truma. Right? Let me make sure that that is correct. I just realized that could be another pshat. Just one second. Yeah, well, that's what it says let's look at the footnote number 2, the second paragraph. There's no need to remove truma from the second portion. It's not obligated in truma because oil from which it was removed had already been exempted from its truma obligation by the first portion. The first portion, which was separated from oil for olives, was effective for both. So even though the olives have now been converted into oil, they're completely mesukan min araisa. So when the Braisa says the truma must be removed from the second portion, it's not referring to actual truma, but to truma's meiser that must be separated from its meiseration. So the way he's learning is like this. It's a little, we're talking about shnia lo seyachel, the second portion may not be eaten. Let's put it this way. Yachzer v'yitrom, I'm going to change it. Let's learn like this. You were tarim first from some oil on the olives. That oil got lost. The oil on its own oil, that was 100% fine. But the oil part on the olives, no good. Yachzer v'yitrom, you have to be chayzer v'tarim again. From what? From the other oil, from those olives once they get converted into oil. You'll be mafreshet mineyuve. You'll take out oil from that second pot. Take that. That's what the Gemara means when it says shnia. But you can't take that second one and eat it, because if you were to just take out truma, what are you really doing? You're taking up something which is basically tevel from maiseration, right? Minahatorah, that's 100% mesukin. As far as truma is concerned, all you need to now take out of it is maaserishin. So when we say shnia lo seyachal, it means it's tevel, right? If it would have been truma, real truma that I was taking, real truma, you could go ahead and eat right now. The kohen could go ahead and eat it. But it's not a real truma because Minhag Torah is not, no, there was no need to take truma. So what are we going to do? We're going to say, you're going to have to take maisers from it. Because that's the Din D'oraisa. You'll take maisers, and then you'll have to take trumas maiser from that maiser as well. That's what it says over here. Shni eloi sayachal, achiyotil truma maiseris, until you take off the tithes on its behalf. Okay, let's learn it that way. Vishayna mahi, what about the first portion of truma, which was not lost? So what do you do now? In Madatoni, Chazar v'asa zesim shemen. So if you went ahead and you made, in a case where you did not lose it, and you made the pile of the chopped up olives into oil, or anavim yayin, kare shem. All you have to do is be kare shem. We said this before, that you just are kare shem a truma again, a second time on that oil. You don't have to do it a second time. Hadar mashu tzarch l'kashem l'masrei sof. So this tells us you need to designate the tithes. He calls it truma again. Okay? That's what it says in 5. You're not obligated to designate a second portion. You just have to redesignate the first.
Wait a minute. A second portion of truma.
Yeah, in a case where it was not lost, you do not have to redesignate truma from the second pile. You just have to redesignate the original truma that you took and say it is truma on all the oil. Right? Fine. Next, Tarman Shaman Azazim, Hanak Boshim. So here it says, if you have what? These are Nich Boshim from Kovush. Kovush Kumavushal, right? It's pickled. This is what you were mentioning before.
Right.
So you can take oil on pickled.
Gomor Alagomor.
Because it's Dovish Nigma Malachdo and Dovish Nigma Malachdo, correct. And Yain on Anovim, Lasos on Smukim. That we mentioned, that's the raisins, right? So now, the Gemara is going to raise a problem. Kaninon de Basra. So we learn in the follow-up part of this of the Mishnah, Ein Tarvin Dover Shenigma Malachdo, Dover Shenigma Malachdo. You can't take from something which is finished on something that's not finished. Lisha Avar. That means it's after the fact. Halachachila lo, but to do it lachachila, you can't. Afila, which is contradicting this, is saying over here. In other words, how can you take grapes for raisins if you're going to make it into raisins? It's not made into raisins yet, so it's a double shalonig or malacto. So how come it's telling me lechachila I can take none of him for the raisins? So the Gemara says, in Tamar Shanya, he might argue that this case is different. In other words, it's going to suggest an answer and reject it. You might say what? That when we say something that's nigma malachto, it also includes grapes because the grapes are ultimately, I think that's the way they learn it. The Gemara, number 6, the Gemara is proposing here that even the grapes have not yet been made into raisins, but they're considered process. It's like as if we look at it as if it's, since it's designated for raisins, it's like it's kol ha'omed, and therefore it's considered nigma malachto. You can't really say that. That's a very difficult answer. Hatninon is a Mishnah. This is Maisus, right? Your Mishnah and Maisus in the first part. Haperet v'hatzimukim ha'charuvim. Dried pomegranate seeds, raisins, and carobs are considered complete when misha yamon arema, once you make them into heaps, into piles. In other words, even if they were raisins completely, they still are not nigma malachto until they're made into a pile. So surely when they're still on the stem and they're still yet to be dried out, that certainly can't be considered nigma malachto. We don't just say, oh, we look at it as if it's nigma malachto. So the Gemara answers, what's the answer again? So the question is, how can you be saying lechachila to be mafresh from grapes on raisins? That's the question. Answers the Gemara, Yaisi ben Yaisi. It's interesting. Yosi ben Yosi, b'shem Reb Yitzchak ben Lazar, ein locha aser litrom midavar shel malachto, davar shel nigma malachto. When is there? He's going to now put a geder on when do you say there's an iser to be mafresh on something which is known on different stages. When do we say it's aser that it's a nigmar to go on something that's not nigmar? It's only by garen v'yakev v'vad. Only by Gar and V'yakev, things on the threshing floor, some from, or something in the vat.
No, this was earlier. because it's not useful.
No, we're going to see it's based on a drasha from the pasuk.
And this is earlier than the vat.
This is Grayson's, so not even going to end up in the vat. That's the point. It doesn't end up in the vat. So we're going to see in footnote one, he says over here, it's a big note, but you have to know it in order to understand the Gemara. It says, Kadogon min ha-goyren, v'chamleo min ha-yekev, like the grain from the threshing floor, like the ripeness from the vat. So that's the key word there, the vat. V'chamleo min ha-yekev. By saying that, that means the truma can be separated only that the grapes and olives have been pressed in the vat. They've been made into wine and oil, respectively. Before that point, separating truma is not allowed. But that also limits the iser, and it only applies to grapes and olives that one intended to convert into wine and oil. But if you plan to use them for some other purpose, like raisins, then you could designate truma from the processed produce, even though they are not yet processed. So our Mishnah permits taking truma from wine, from grapes, that stand to be made into raisins, because they're not going to enter the vat in any event. So therefore it's mutter. Okay, so that's basically what we're saying. There's the din of davar shenigmar malachto. Al davar shelo nigmar malachto is only an iser when it's something which is ultimately going to go to the vat. But if it's not going to go to the vat, such as in the case of raisins, it would be mutter, even though it's not nigmar malachto.
Why is it not nigmar malachto if he wants to make raisins?
We're talking about when they aren't dried out. They're still, I don't know if you've ever seen that they take the stems, they dry them on the stems, and they pull them off. So until they're, in fact, this is the classic case. In the Gemara and Shabbos, like Lomar Reb Shimon, Maida Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold from Muksa, McGregor should smoke him. That even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold from Muksa, is Maida by raisins. What's the shot? Because the process of drying out a grape is you take the stems with the grapes, you put them on the roof in the sun, you wait for them to dry out. During the drying out process, there's an interim stage where they're full of juice, where they're spoiling, and they're drying out. In that interim process, they're not edible. They only become edible when they become fully dried out and they become bona fide. Right, until you end up with a raisin. So the Gemara says that even Rav Shimon's Maida, that you're daichet from your mind completely, you're not going to eat this at all on Shabbos, and therefore even Rav Shimon would not agree that it's mokzah. That's the famous Gemara in Shabbos.
He's saying the grape is edible, the raisin is edible, but what happens between the two of them is inedible.
That's correct. And it's a davar shelo nigmar malachto, obviously, but it's still mutter because it's not going to end up in the vat. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Okay, so that's the answer to the stira in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says Misha Taram Shem. Oh, 1 second. Does that fight there?
Yes.
Oh yeah. So that's tomorrow's daf. I don't want to start that. Right? Yeah. That's tomorrow's daf. Okay, so it's 8:59. Anybody that wants to stay around, I'm going to go over the end of yesterday's Gemara one more time because we didn't cover it properly. So I'm going to say it again. It's up to you. You don't have to stay. But
why does this phone ask him for an ID?
What's the ID for this?
It should go automatically. Hold on.